Blog Talk Radio.
You tune into Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much, much more, right here with the girl Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And we have a great show today. I'm glad. I know you're tuning in because we have the living legend, none other than Miss Ann Nesby with us today. She's going to call in with us and chat. So make sure you stay tuned. Hook up with us in the chat room. We're chatting with everybody as well. You can call in and speak to her yourself. So make sure you stay tuned to us because we have some great things coming. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned, and we will be right back.
All right.
Anointed Sounds Radio, the station giving you the hits and much, much more. WWJA Anointed Thought Show, Anointed Sounds Radio with your girl, Elena.
And Lisa.
And we're going to have today a special guest, Miss Ann Nesby with Lula Lee Project. Lisa, what's going on with that Lula Lee Project? And we're going to have Ann call Miss Nesby, call in a little later.
Well, let me tell you, Miss Lula Lee says that her friends and fans see her as a mild-mannered Anne Nesby, but Lula Lee represents for her the edgier side of who she is musically and personally. And just to touch a little bit on her background, she said before the introduction of Lula Lee, Anne Nesby was the born and raised Joliet, Illinois. Born and raised in Joliet. I hope I'm saying that right. It's either Joliet or Joliet.
Sounds great to me.
By her Christian parents and singing the hymns of Zion in church, launching her career in the 1980s as a singer with Reuben Lightfoot and Victory Singers out of Chicago. She went on to sing background for Patti LaBelle and to record with gospel legend Reverend James Cleveland and the Gospel Music Workshop of America. And after her work with the Gospel Music Workshop of America, she joined Donald Lawrence's Off-Broadway gospel musical producer.
That's basically where she started. Yeah, Donald Lawrence.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, she has a lot going on. Her bio is, like, way long and way deep. She's been doing a whole lot. I can't wait to get a chance to talk to her.
Yes, and her new project, I saw the video, and I'm going to ask her where she got that outfit, because I have never seen anybody walk down the street that diva in an outfit like that. So you have to watch this video. You can YouTube it and so forth. I mean, it's a really nice video in her single that's out. So it's called I Found a Place. So make sure that you stay tuned into us, Anointed Sounds Radio. We have some great things coming on. We're going to have Ms. Nesby chilling with us today and finding out about her project. So, Lisa, how was your day today? Let's find out what's going on.
You know, today was a blessed day, and I find myself saying that every day. And I think we need to learn how to just appreciate every day no matter what. You know, I'm starting to look forward to the rain. It seemed like it rained every day. And I'm looking forward to it because, you know what, it clears away the pollen.
Mm, wow. That pollen has been off the chain. I'm going to tell you about that pollen. I think I've been delivered this year. I've been doing great because usually every year around this time, I'm either in the emergency room.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's that severe when it comes to my sinuses and allergies that I have to. The only thing that will cure it is some medication shot to vein. I don't know if that sound right, but I mean, it's just that pollen is something.
It's a wicked thing. It's a wicked thing. I didn't realize that allergies could be so severe.
Wow.
But this year, it's really gotten me. I mean, it's been one attack after the other. But God is good.
Amen. All the time.
All the time.
But one thing about the pollen, I know I'm originally from Louisiana. It wasn't as hectic as it wasn't in Louisiana to here in Georgia. I don't know if this has something to do with the mountains or something. I have no idea what is going on with this pollen here in Georgia. It's really, really serious. So
almost like it can't get away. It's a swamp of pollen.
Yes. But guys, I want to tell you something out there listening to us and waiting for Ms. Nesby to call in. She'll be in with us shortly. You can go on to Anointed Sounds Radio, www.anointedsounds, that's S-O-U-N-D-Z, Anointed only has one N. People try to spell it with two. It has one N. But you can go on and listen to gospel music on demand. There is a button that is like a red icon. It's blinking. It says on demand. And the cool thing about it is that with us, we're going to play what we want to hear. I'm going to be point blank with DJs and hosts. We play what we want to hear at the moment. But because it's on demand, there's over 200 songs that are uploaded, top 10 gospels, gospel hits, and so forth, and some old and traditional. You can listen to whatever you want. Click on a song and listen to it, or you can shuffle it and have your own playlist. And what's hot about it is that if you have an office or business and you're looking for some music to play, you can just let that play all day. I've had so many people call in and give me props on that. Well, give God props because he gave me the vision. But people, like, I could play this in my office building and with no commercials and so forth. So make sure you check out the on-demand section on Anointed Sounds, anointedsounds.com.
On demand. I'm going to check that out.
Check it out. You can download it to your iPhone and so forth. So make sure you do that. Make sure you do that. But I think that we have our special guest on with us. today.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for calling the Morning Sounds Radio.
Hi, Simone. How are you?
Hi, this is Elena. How you doing?
I'm good, Delana. This is Tim Lee. I'm Ann Nesby's manager.
Yes, sir.
And we were calling in for the interview.
Yes.
Are you ready for Ann?
We are ready for Ann. We are actually live talking to everybody, so we are definitely ready for Ms. Nesby. Whenever she's ready, we definitely want to talk to her.
I'll put her on the line.
All right, thank you. Who are tuning in to us, make sure you stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio. We're going to have the living legend, none other than Ms. Ann Nesby on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's giving you the hits and much more. Hello. How you doing, Ms. Nesby?
I'm doing well, and how are you?
We are doing awesome. I tell you, our listening audience has been waiting to listen to you and to hear about your project. Lisa and I are just ecstatic, I want to say.
Yes.
Just wonderful. Yes. It's nice to have you on. So how's it going?
Well, it's going great. We're working and promoting the project, the Lulu Lee Project, and we're just trying to keep it busy.
All right. So tell us a little bit about the Lulu Lee Project, and how did you come about with the name? Because that's very interesting to have a gospel album named that. So we would love to hear the concept of that album.
Absolutely, absolutely. My name is Lula Lee. My legal last name is Lee, and my grandmother's name was Lula, and I was named after my grandmother. And I always tell the people when they ask about my name, I say, well, I was granted the grandmother's name with complaints because I complained that it should have been given to the first-born daughter, and I was the last-born daughter. And when I complained to my mother, she said, well, honey, you should not be complaining because you got the gift that went along with the name. Because my grandmother was a notorious singer. And I always remember her singing in church. And whenever the pastor would ask her to sing, she would never come to the microphone. She would always stand up right at her seat, from her seat, and put her hand on her hip. And her voice would just fill the whole church. And I remember her always singing the one particular song, if I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. And I worked with Donald Lawrence some years ago. I did one of the songs on the gospel music, James Cleveland Gospel Music Workshop. Okay. And it was a song that Donald Lawrence, I know we all know Donald Lawrence.
Right.
One of the premier artists and producers in the industry. I did a song that he rearranged and did other verses to, but the song was, if I can't say a word, I'll just wave my hand. And as I sang that music while I was doing this project, I was thinking about the evolution of music and how we have that old song and then Donald Lawrence having a new song, how the music evolves, but the message stays the same. So with the Lulu Lee Project, I wanted to keep the old message, but I wanted to do something new. And as I began to think about that, I thought about the evolution of the music and even comparing the parallel between my grandmother and myself. And I just came up with the Lulu Lee Project, the two Lulas in effect, doing the music, the same message, and the evolution of the music. So we got new young producers. Of course, we got Tone to come on the project, and he produced two of the tracks, the first single, I Found a Place, and he also produced It's Too Late. I call that the pair songs in the project because I Found a Place is taken directly from one of my favorite scriptures, 91st Psalms. And as we begin to write on the project and talk about what I wanted to really talk about, and of course I'm a kingdom builder, so I always want to say something that will leave a message and try to give hope and solution in our lifetime. So as we begin to write, we pull straight from that scripture, being in the secret place of the Most High, to abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And, of course, mm-hmm. finding our place in God is one of the most important things that we can do in our lifetime.
Amen. Amen.
And then as we began to pair that song with It's Too Late, it's self-explanatory, because we know that if we find our place in God, then the enemy made his step too late. If he wanted
that's
to do
right.
something,
that's right.
He should have tried to do it before we found our place in God.
Amen.
And that
Amen.
Is definitely what that song ministers to. And then we use some other young producers out of Minneapolis, writers, Baby D. Davis, who is one of the producers, premier producers from Minneapolis with that Minneapolis sound. And writer Roosevelt George, or Jay Isaac out of Minneapolis. I work with those young producers to give me that Minneapolis sound, but they're Christian producers. And coming from the house of Flytime, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, myself,
all right, yeah.
Being one of the writers on the Flytime staff, it was always given to us to network and to help someone else and to bring them into the industry the way we were brought on, to give them an opportunity to be seen and heard. So in using these young producers and knowing that they are their root is they're Christians as well, being able to write with them the song when the praises go up, the blessings come down. We know we want to extend that message, because we know that we want the saints to begin to praise God so that he can continue to bless us the way he does in our lifetime every day. And then the song, I Trust You, Lord, and we know what our economic status is and how that people are struggling in the world, knowing that even though there is a crisis in the world, that it doesn't affect us. Because we
Amen.
Know that we have our trust in God, and that if we trust him, we know that his word will never come back to him void.
That's right.
And that
Amen.
We trust him that his word will come to pass, that everything he promises, it comes to pass. And then we try to touch on with the sky's the limit, how that young mothers are raising their families alone, whether it's being young women that are without fathers, raising children alone and illegitimate, or whether it be the family losing their fathers to the war and our crisis, the homeless. We talk about the sky's the limit and being able to know and trust God when it's time to help and extend ourselves, because people have made a hustle out of being, you know, being poor, and we have to just trust God and know when it's time to give, because it is our responsibility to look out for our brother. So that song, The Sky is the Limit, and being able to give when the time is really there. And then songs, of course, like Soul Love. We know that we have to be on our Christian walk. It is our responsibility to love, and sometimes it's not easy to love people that don't love you back. It's easy to love people that love you and all around you and saying yes, but it's hard to love people that you don't even want to forgive, but we realize we have to be able to forgive if we want to be forgiven. So those are the kind of songs that we put together on this particular project, and I always want to remain true to fans and new friends coming on to know Ann Nesby as an artist, and also to know me as a kingdom builder. So we try to keep the message, and we try to also stay in touch with what the gospel music is doing to keep it current. So we try to bring all that element together with the Lulu Lee Project.
It's a fusion. Like
yes,
a fusion
absolutely.
Going on.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Coming from a group like Sounds of Blackness, it allows me to go into like every genre of the African American culture of music, so I try to take advantage of that, because I want to be able to venture into all of our music, because it all belongs to God, and in reclaiming all that music and keeping the lyric and the message, it allows us to enjoy everything that God has created for us.
Now, when
Amen.
You were thinking about talking about the Sounds of Blackness, what type of genre would you consider them? I consider Sounds of Blackness very inspirational. Some said they might have been on the secular side. But explain how the transition from Sound of Blackness came to be as you singing with them and now to your solo projects.
Well, coming from Sounds of Blackness, when I first came into Sounds of Blackness with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, when they first did Sounds of Blackness' first project, The Evolution of Gospel, I was coming into the group, but I had not joined the group yet. I came in to do a theatrical production with the group. As you know, Sounds of Blackness is also a theatrical company. So I was coming on to, I was just finishing off Broadway with Donald Lawrence again, sing Hallelujah at the Village Gate, and I was coming to visit. So, and I was offered the theatrical part the night before Christmas, a musical fantasy, the production that Sounds of Blackness eventually was nominated, won a Grammy for after the group got started. So I came in and I did that show. And Jammin' Lewis brought in Janet Jackson, who was working in the studio. And when she heard the group, it was kind of a night out for her to get away from the monotony of being in the studio. And when she came in and heard the group, you know, she was kind of nudging Jammin' Lewis and telling them that they really needed to sign the group because there's nothing out there like Sounds of Blackness, and that she felt like the industry would really enjoy her. So they signed the group. They let the group know that they wanted to do that, and they wanted to give back, and they really wanted to honor God by doing a gospel project first with their with Perspective Records, their label. And I was there, and when I did the show, they started doing the music immediately, and they asked me on to sing one of the scratch vocals that they were doing for the arts that they were going to use as a featured artist. And so while I was there, I did a scratch vocal. And while I was when I finished recording the scratch vocal, Jammin' Lewis asked if I was willing to do the rest of the featured work and eliminated the featured artist. And that's how I came on to do the songs that I led with the group. And then doing so, they offered me a solo deal. So I signed a solo deal coming into when Sounds of Blackness was signing to do their first project with Jammin' Lewis, and became a member at the same time. So I was already a solo artist when the Sounds of Blackness first project was released. So when everybody,
that is awesome.
Yeah, and then
that
everybody
so
was
awesome.
Thinking that it was and as we just walking away from Sounds of Blackness, but it was I was already a solo artist.
Okay.
I was just a part of the group. And then as God began to bless us as a group, Jammin' Lewis continued to record me with the group as part of the group, as I was also a member at that point of Sounds of Blackness, singing with them. And then after the fourth project, they decided to exercise their contract that I signed with them as a solo artist, and that's how I became a solo artist. But Sounds of Blackness is a group that was a group, still is a group that was into the music of a people, much like the music of Duke Ellington and many other artists that were reclaiming the music of a people. Unapologetically educating us about the fact that a lot of the artists in secular music had claimed our music and were calling themselves the king of this and the queen of this, and but still using West African polyrhythms in their music, and taking our music, as they've done so many years before, as we see our pioneer artists still working, because there were record companies that were taking our music and claiming it. As we made records, they would take it and then make hits of it and then claim it as their own. So Sounds of Blackness, we did a claim of a lot of music.
And it sounds like we have someone on the line. A caller is calling in.
Sure.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
We're doing fine.
Hi, Miss MSV. This is Simone.
Hi, Simone.
I'm a big fan of yours, and I love your music. I really do. From Sounds of Blackness, I remember going to high school listening to that song, I believe. But I guess my question is for you is, seeing that you're like a real seasoned gospel singer, from one singer to the next, how do you maintain your voice? I mean, because it's so strong when you're singing. How do you do that? You have this strong, powery voice. How do you maintain? Do you exercise? Do you do vocal training? Excuse my children. My children is yelling in my ear.
My vocal training came through church, being in the church choir. I think that's one of the main foundations for a lot of singers, even secular singers that you hear today, starting in church and choir rehearsals, and sometimes three or four times on Sunday, singing throughout the week, every day of the week at church and singing. But maintaining, I just try to, when I'm working, I try to drink a lot of water, get my vitamins in, E's and C's and D's, and I always try honey and tea, all those things. But and sometimes if I'm feeling my throat is dry or something, I try to do maybe a slippery elm or something.
Right.
And I try just to maintain, not do caffeine or dairy products.
I love dairy products. I love mayonnaise for some reason.
I do too, but I have to sacrifice when I know I'm working.
Right. I also have another question. I know that family is very important to you. Family is important to me too, and I didn't realize you had such a family history of singers, like your daughter, your granddaughter, until I saw your granddaughter on American Idol.
And her grandmother.
And, huh?
I'm sorry?
I said, and her grandmother.
Yeah, I know. I said, your granddaughter. I know. I didn't realize that was your granddaughter. That is your granddaughter, right, on
yes,
American
it is.
Paris? Yeah, and
oh,
I was
yes.
just so amazed that this whole, you know, the vibe of just singing the heritage, just like watching the Winers or watching a legacy, you know, how proud are you? How proud are you to actually see, like, three generations down, you know, just loving God and just doing ministry?
Absolutely proud. And it didn't start with Paris, because Paris's mother, Jamecia, was one of the lead singers in Sounds of Blackness, the second singer on Optimistic. She was one of the second lead singers on Optimistic, so she was one of the youngest members of Sounds of Blackness. And she was actually about the age of Paris when she recorded that particular song that Paris was when she did American Idol. So our family is a family of singers. My sister was also one of the lead singers on the first Sounds of Blackness albums, I'll Fly Away. She's my nephew was the drummer. So we are from a very musically inclined family. Both parents sing and both grandparents sing on both sides. So it's really a gift from God. Our family is a family of psalmists.
Mm-hmm.
We sang as a family in church, and it just carried over. So now there's a generation of five of us, and mother still sings, 77, and she still sings as well.
Wow.
Thank you so much, Simone, for calling in. Thank you
okay.
so much. And
are you welcome.
You're welcome. And those who are tuning into us, you can speak to Ms. Nesby. Call us at 646-378-1119 on Anointed Sounds Radio. Now, one of the things that we want to do, we want the audience to hear your song, I Found a Place. Now, I was talking to Lisa a little bit earlier, and I saw the video.
Yeah.
And I was going to ask her where she got that outfit from walking down the street like a diva. I have never seen anybody walk down the street like that. Wow.
We wanted to do something a little edgy because we wanted to catch the attention of maybe those that may not come to church all the time, but we wanted them to know that church folks have flair too.
That's right.
All right.
And that we're stylish.
Where did you see that?
We know how to dress and all of that. I'm sorry?
No, I was asking Elena to tell everybody where she saw, where you can see the video.
Well, I actually saw the video on YouTube, but it's also playing on BET. Am I correct, Ms. Nesby? Actually, you're probably the better person to tell us where they actually could see this video.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. On YouTube, you can come to www.annesby.com, my website, MySpace, Facebook. We have it playing everywhere. And, of course, like you said, YouTube, ET, the Gospel Channel is playing it as well. So those are the avenues that we have available to us. Where we can find the video and also the music. If you can't find it in the stores, you can come there and you can buy the music there in the same places. My website. You can also go to christianmusic.com, and sometimes you can find it. It depends on where you live. Walmart, Target. Many of the other places, anywhere you find gospel music, it's available.
For those who are tuning in, we're going to play I Found a Place. Don't go anywhere, because Ms. Nesby, we want to talk to you a little bit about how did you get started in the industry. And we have a lot of independent artists who listen to us, and we always ask every artist that we have on the show some advice you might give to those who are trying to get into the industry and what things to look for and what things they should or should not do, since you've been through it and you are a legend or an expert at doing this. So for those who are tuning in, make sure you don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. We're going to play I Found a Place from the Lula Lee Project. tuning to Anointed Sounds Radio, WWJAFM, and we're bringing you the hits and much, much more. Remember, you can always tune into us 24/7 online, as well as streaming into 82 countries and 52 metro cities in the United States. You're tuning in with your girl, Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And we are live today with none other than the singing legend, the diva, as I would say, Miss Ann Nesby. Welcome back to the show, Miss Nesby.
Thank you so much.
No problem. We are just excited to have you on with us. And as we, as I posed the question earlier, we have a lot of artists, or up-and-coming artists, or those who are aspiring artists that are looking to go into the industry. What type of advice you would give them on what they need to look for? What are some avenues?
Well, I think the most important thing is having your business intact, making sure that you have good management, making sure that you have a good attorney, not signing things you don't understand, not being forced into signing things that you don't want to sign.
Right.
And one of the other important things is being dedicated to your craft and understanding what this industry entails, because sometimes people see it from the front side and they don't understand all it takes on the back side. When the glamour, when the lights go out, when the show lights go out and the work begins, sometimes young artists are they have the idea that it's all glam and no work, but it entails work.
Right.
So be prepared to work your craft, because it's not just going to fall in your lap. And
right.
you have to really put God first. If you want to be first class, then you have to put God first, because He is the first and what makes you first class. And knowing what the will of God is for you in this industry. Being a kingdom builder, to understand where your place is and what God's will is for your craft, find out what God's will is and try to get in it if you want to be successful. And knowing and understanding God's language, you got to get your Bible, get in that Word, and because if you want to succeed, then you have to hear God. You have to pray, and you have to seek Him for direction, and understand that you're not going to always get yeses, and understand sometimes you're going to be turned down. But just pray and ask God for direction and for the right thing to do, and then whatever He tells you to do that.
Amen. We want to thank you so much for being on the show. Lisa, do you have anything to say to Ms. Nesby?
Well, actually, I had one last question, if you don't mind. I had a question regarding some of the real-life issues that you're addressing on your album. You talked about homelessness and loving the unlovable, and I just wanted to know what has your personal experiences been as far as have you ministered to homeless people or done any projects, that dealt with the homeless, or do you have any future plans to?
Absolutely. Mine is hands-on. I work with my sister, and even with my first project, I actually do work with people that are living with AIDS. And my sister, on a daily basis, she has a program that she does where she helps people that are living with AIDS find housing, jobs, and food, shelter. And once a year we do a concert, and we donate all the funds, everything that we receive during that particular project, 1st of March, a World Day Prayer for AIDS. We donate all of that money toward the foundation. We do that.
Okay.
And then on my first project, I donated a percentage from my project, from my CD sales, to people, African Americans living with AIDS, and also hands-on having people. Our home has been open to people who are homeless. We house a family of six.
with Katrina, and also, I mean, we've had at least five families that we've housed with our home here in Atlanta, and on a daily basis, we help people that are living with AIDS.
Oh wow, that is awesome.
What
that
is the name
awesome.
Of that program? Because we would definitely want to put that on the air for those who may be tuning in, who may have
Absolutely.
Family members and so forth that can utilize those services.
Absolutely. Community Fitness Today.
Okay. .com,
and it's out of Minneapolis.
Oh.
And my sister's name is Shirley Marie Graham. And they can make donations, and they can contact them online as well.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Nancy, for being on the show with us. Again, let the listening audience know where they can get this project, because we want them
Absolutely.
To support the kingdom. So
yes,
we want to make
yes.
sure we get that on the air as well.
They can get it at any of the stores like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, ChristianMusic.com, the Christian music bookstores, and, of course, www.annesby.com. They can come to AnnNesby / MySpace, my Facebook, www. They can Twitter me and we can get that information. We're trying to be available on every avenue. We blog
right.
and we keep the music current on there, and we have my schedule of events, my calendar, and we're always there available to talk to people, to help them find out where they can get the music if they can't find it in their community.
Okay. Thank you so much again for being on Anointed Sounds Radio. And
well,
whatever projects
so
you have, come on back. We would love to talk about your projects, and we wish you much success. I actually met you, and I don't know if you probably remember, at the Verizon Wallace Touch with the Sound Gospel Choir competition in Atlanta.
Yes.
I interviewed you backstage.
Yes, I remember. I remember.
And so I met you, had this awesome chocolate color suit on that I wanted. You've been having these clothes on I've been wanting lately. I'm like, just doing it up. But
try to always patronize.
That's right. You got to keep it clean for the kingdom. Keep it fresh.
Yes. I try to patronize young up and coming designers as well. So I buy from them, and I always try to get something that's kind of innovative and new. So I patronize the young black designers.
All right. Thank you so much for being on the show.
God
bless
you.
We love you here on Anointed Sounds Radio.
Yes.
And always stay tuned to us and let us know what's going on with your projects. We love you, Ms. Ann.
Thank you so much. I love you.
Thank
too.
You.
Bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. For those who are just tuning into us, you actually missed it. We were talking to Ms. Ann Nesby, awesome woman of God. Make sure you go out and get her project, www.annesby.com. She says she's in Walmart, Target. You can get her on iTunes and so forth. We believe in supporting the kingdom here on Anointed Sounds Radio, so make sure you go out and do that. Anything that is of God, we are going to be doing our thing here to support that, because we want the kingdom also support us here.
Amen.
You know, so we pass on the blessings and we receive the blessings. You know,
Hallelujah.
give, receive. We like the revolving door. We come on back. So just make sure you do that. Stay tuned into us. We want to let's actually play Ms. Nesby's song "Sky Is the Limit." Lisa, wait till you hear this.
Oh, yeah.
You are gonna love this one. So we're gonna give a little small listening party of Ms. Nesby's song. So you can go out and get the CD. But we're going to play Sky Is the Limit. And don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to Anointed Sounds Radio. The station gives you hits and much, much more. Be right back. Anointed Sounds Radio station that's giving you, bringing it, and doing all things, giving it to you much, much more. Did that sound right?
The hits.
I tried to be a little creative. Let me do it right. Giving you the hits and much, much more. How about that?
Hey.
Thank you for tuning in. We were just speaking to Ann Nesby. Awesome interview. We loved her being on. I'm telling you, she
yes.
gave us a lot about her project and why she did it and some of the things. And I hope you were listening to the words.
Yes,
to that
song was awesome.
She
that
was just
song
speaking
was
of a,
awesome.
A guy. I mean, we were so serious about it when I first heard this song, when it was sent to me. The first part of the song, I would say the first verse, is talking about that she met a guy who
mm-hmm.
did not look homeless.
Right.
Asked her for some money. She didn't question him because of the way he looked, like, okay, dude, you look like you have on some Gucci, Versace, whatever. Why are you asking me for money? You know how we as, and Christians, we do that. We do that, and not only Christians,
size
the world does
up.
That. We look at the outer appearance and think, okay, because you have this Gucci purse or Coach purse, are you looking, you know, a little decent, you shouldn't be asking me for some money. But she said, you know, I didn't question him. I went to my bank, got the money out, put in his hand. You know, if he used it for the wrong thing, and you know, that's on him. But if God
mm-hmm.
told her to give it to him, then
be
hey,
obedient.
She did it. And, you know, she didn't question how he looked. You know, and that's the problem with society today and why a lot of people who may be a paycheck away or almost homeless will not ask for help because
mm-hmm.
the first thing people look at, okay, you got this type of car, you look this way. They look at the materialistic
right.
things. And they
exactly.
won't come because people are going to say, okay, I'm driving this type of car. I got this type of house. But I'm a paycheck away from being homeless. They don't know that because
right.
they're looking at the outer appearance. So that was just an awesome song, Ms. Nesby. I'm going to get the project. I'm going to tell you, even though I got
yes.
some of the songs, I'm going to purchase the project, support
yes,
the kingdom.
Me too.
I'm not going LimeWire. I'm going to purchase it. Let's put that out there. Don't LimeWire it. Purchase it. So make sure you go out and support the Kingdom Guinness at Nesby.com. I tell you, I had a great time this night.
I did, too. And
I
you
mean,
know what? I really appreciated her sharing some of her own personal activities as far as helping the women with AIDS and, you know, black Americans with AIDS. I think it's so important for people to hear that artists are not just trying to make that dollar for themselves,
that's
but
right.
they're actually
ministry.
Supporting the community. They're actually uplifting the kingdom, you know, which is what we're supposed to do no matter what our gift is. So I really, really, really appreciated that.
And it's amazing to see an artist actually have a ministry.
Right.
You know, you're not out there just singing a song to,
right.
you know, we know our gifts are going to make room for us, but you are actually have a ministry and you are about what you're singing about, what your lyrics, what you're writing about. You're actually doing that.
And it's so funny you say, you know, our gifts make room for us. I think the ending part people are missing, it makes room for us to do the work of God, you know. So I think that's the key ingredient. And I'm just grateful that, you know, she is doing that. And that she shared that with people. And I hope other artists out there who are listening will, you know, start to think, if they're not already doing so, start to think about how they can give back. Because it's more than just singing. It's more than just performing. You know,
right.
you minister with more than just that gift. You minister with your giving and your time and your heart, you know, just showing that you have a heart for people, for God's people.
And you know, it's so amazing how you know a true minister or a person who has, as an artist, have a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
If they make the album,
mm-hmm.
the album only touches a few people.
Mm-hmm.
They may have not made it to stardom or signed with a label, but they're still working in the ministry.
That's right.
That's how you know that it's really about the ministry and not about, oh,
that's
I'm
right.
the next upcoming gospel artist. I'm the next Stella when I'm the next Grammy. You know, and that's, everybody wants that. You know, that's
right.
fine and dandy. We want great things for ourselves, and God wants us to prosper as well. That's what he wants for us. But it's about him first, helping the people, saving souls, and once we do that, all things will be added.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
Amen.
Amen. But thank you for tuning into Anointed Sounds Radio. Stay tuned to us. And remember to listen to the on-demand station. It's hot. You will love it. people have commented about it, and, like, thank you for putting this out, because I can actually listen to what I want to listen to, not what the DJ is telling me I should listen to at this hour. So I can really pick my song. So make sure you go to anointedsounds.com, click on the On Demand station, and tune in to us. Thank you so much. This is Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And we are out. Thank you.
This outfit is hot.
You see it? I know. The outfit
is hot.
Banging.
We all of them are.
Listen, Eden. Listen, Eden is kingdom. An Eden mindset is a kingdom mindset. Let me hear ya. Where my Eden citizens at? Where my Eden citizens at? Where you at? Let me see you do your hands like this. Here we go.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It wasn't planned that we live blessed. The tempter came, we were distracted. The tempter came, and we fell. We were deemed to live a life that seemed to go, a life that fooled, a life that rich and plentiful. It is my goal to remind you of this principle. We'll redeem a new one.
Where my Eden? Tell them how it is, y'all.
Our family's blessed.
Our family's blessed.
Finances blessed.
Our finances blessed.
Our mind is spirit.
Our mind is spirit.
And our body's blessed.
And our body's blessed.
We were tempted.
We were tempted.
And we fell.
And we fell. But guess what?
Jesus came.
Jesus came.
Now all is well.
Now all is well. So what are you waiting for? Right here. Come on, y'all. Let's open up your mouth. Come on. Eden, where you at? Right here.
Yeah.